Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Figgy, what's your alarm game like? Like, when you wake up, how do you wake up? Does your wife wake you up since she wakes up earlier? What's your alarm game like?
She usually wake me up because I take her to work. So I wake up whenever she wake up. I drop her off at work, and then I'm up.
She do the multiple alarms, or does she just get up on the first alarm?
Today she hit snooze a couple times, but okay. She usually get up on the first alarm.
Okay. He told you about his deal, right?
Yeah, I got a new alarm. My alarm now tells me I'm a fat ass.
That's so good. I never thought to do that. I love that.
Every time I wake up now, it says, "You're fat. Eat healthy." No, it doesn't like say it. It's just in writing.
Oh, okay.
So I just put like a motivational, AKA criticism. You're fat. Don't fall off. See? That's my new motivation right now.
I like that. I do like that.
That's good. So I'm just trying. I'm trying to get in that right mode. I don't know how everyone else wakes up. Me and my girl get in this fight all the time, and she gets mad when I bring it up on the air. But it is what it is. I get it now. I've gotten used to it. But the whole multiple alarm thing, I just don't get.
And does she do that?
Yeah, she does the multiple alarms where she'll have like alarm, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. And it's
just sleep an extra half hour.
Like she knows she has to get up at 6 o'clock. So she'll
set the alarm. I can't go back to sleep.
I can, but I'm like on eggshells. It's almost like someone's about to like wake you up.
Right.
But some people.
It's not a deep sleep. What I've done for years is I set the alarm on the dresser, which means I have to get out of bed to turn it off. That's all you got to do.
Some people swear by it. I'm not a huge fan of it. I just feel like, you know, you just wake up when you got to wake up. But I'll press the snooze every once in a while. She's a big fan of it, and she's really not alone on it. There's a lot of people who have that mentality, but that's probably, we don't really fight that much, but that would be the biggest fight we get in is when it's like, damn, like, what do I need to do here? I'm basically taking 6 10-minute naps instead of getting the extra hour of sleep. Texans have a choir boy reputation. Is that safe to say, John?
Very safe to say.
They don't want to roll the dice on character risks. They're unwilling to do so. And for the how many ever times they've been in the league, they will not be playing on Championship Sunday. They will not be in the conference championship. They've never been there since the organization started back in 2002. So nothing has changed. But does something need to change for the Houston Texans? And does Brian Gain need to start rolling the dice on guys with character concerns? I ask you this question because I'm looking at the four teams remaining in the playoffs.
Right.
And I'm going to go through this list in a minute.
Do they all have someone?
Every single one of these teams rolled the dice on someone with some type of character concerns in some way, shape, or form. We'll start with the one seed in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs?
Tyreek Hill, one of the most explosive players in the entire NFL. I would say he's probably the fastest player I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Adds a new element to their team. He was kicked out of Oklahoma State because of an altercation he got into with his then 20-year-old pregnant girlfriend. According to the police report, the two got into an argument, and he threw her around, punched her in the face, and repeatedly punched her in the stomach. Very, very disgusting. Very, very awful. That's why a lot of teams passed on him. However, the Chiefs rolled the dice, and even their fans that probably have the best moral standards, I can assure you that when Tyreek Hill's making plays, they're very, very excited that Ty Hill's making plays.
Well, you know, that last part, I agree with what you said, but that last part you said, I don't, because I think fans cheer jerseys during the game. They don't say, "I'm not going to cheer for Tyreek Hill because he's the one who, when he was 20 years old at Oklahoma State, allegedly, or was it, was he convicted?
It was the police report. So.
Allegedly, you know, beat his pregnant 20-year-old girlfriend.
Yes.
They're cheering the jersey. They're cheering the jersey
absolutely
in the moment.
Disgusting.
Now, get away from, you know, the football field or when they step back and think about it, it's clearly, you know.
This is an interesting question, and I would like to hear from Texans fans, 713-572-4610 to get in. This happened when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
By every account, since he's been in the league, he's taken his second chance, and he's made the most of it.
Right.
And most importantly, and kind of unfortunate, there's not a video, so people aren't really passionate about
it. As we all know.
Do you think Texans fans, if Tyreek Hill were in that same situation, there's any Texans fans who would just straight up say, I'm not a Texans fan anymore. Or do you think they would get over it and they would be cheering Tyreek Hill as the Texans went to the AFC Championship against the Pats?
Yes, I do.
I do too.
I do think there would be some who say that. I wouldn't feel great about it. I would have to know more details of what happened. And although it sounds like I would be, you know, not real happy with that, them being my team. But again, I'm not running the team. So, that, you know, that's their decision.
Let's go to the NFC, the Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Marcus Peters, we already heard from him earlier in the mm-hmm. show. He was kicked off the University of Washington football team. Or not kicked off, he was suspended because of a bunch of fits, tirades, go figure, that guy might have an anger problem. He also had many behavior problems in Kansas City, which led to them trading him to the Rams, who were more than willing to bring him in. Rams also brought in Aqib Talib. He hasn't been that bad. He's shot himself in the leg a couple
times. Aqib Talib is a guy that has become more of a professional football player. I don't know if he's a better, you know, character guy off the field.
Exactly.
He's become a professional.
They rolled the dice on both of those guys with strong personalities. And also, in the middle of the season, they traded for Dante Fowler, former Jacksonville Jaguars first-round pick Dante Fowler, who was arrested in 2017 in St. Petersburg, Florida, for battery. There was also a video of him watching his baby mama and his girlfriend fight and just sitting there and watching it. He got in a fight with a teammate earlier in training camp.
Right.
Dante Fowler, a lot of character concerns. That's why the Jags were willing to move him. The Rams have rolled the dice on multiple people with character concerns, and it appears to have paid off.
Yeah. The Rams have the structure, the infrastructure to handle. Actually, all these teams do. You know, what do all these teams have in common? They've got teammates that can handle these guys, so to speak, or can show them the way. Now, Aqib Talib has done it in Denver, et cetera. I think he had Wade Phillips. I think Wade Phillips is a great influence on Aqib Talib.
Wade Phillips is a great influence on anybody.
Right. But it's also the quarterback, too. You go to the New England Patriots, which you're going to get to here in a second. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but Tom Brady in particular, because he's in the locker room, is going to show you how it's done.
The New England Patriots.
You just mentioned the New England Patriots. Josh Gordon. They brought in Josh Gordon. The Browns basically gave him to the New England Patriots. The guy that's been suspended, I've lost count of how many times he's been suspended. Yeah. They brought him in, and they eventually had to punt on the experiment because he failed his drug test and had to go work on his mental health. If you ask him, Patriots rolled the dice on Josh Gordon. It didn't work, and it punted. And that's why a lot of times it's worth it to roll the dice on these guys, because if they screw up, you can get rid of them very quickly, and it's a high-reward, low-risk proposition more times than not.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, most of these guys, I mean, you can go back to Tyreek Hill. Now, he's
next level.
He's the reason. He's one of the biggest reasons that they are where they are.
100%. I think he's their most important player on offense outside of Pat Mahomes.
I think Pat Mahomes has made him even better, too, because of the way his ability to get him the ball. Now, he's a guy that you would get rid of, but you wouldn't be where you are.
The New Orleans Saints.
The Saints, this guy doesn't really have off-the-field problems, per se, but he's probably one of the most immature football players to come out in a long time. We heard from Joey Bosa, his college teammate Eli Apple, first-round pick for the New York Giants. Many altercations with teammates. He publicly called out the teammates. His maturity was questioned. He called out the coaching staff. New Orleans, despite all that, they brought him in, and now he's a member of their defense. So in some way, shape, or form, all four of these teams, John Lopez, have avoided the roster of 100% choir boys, and they've brought in other guys, and it's paid off for each of them. I think it's time for Brian Gaine to maybe entertain that. I'm not saying you bring in a guy like Tyreek Hill. That might be a little bit extreme, but I do think that they need to open up their eyes a little bit more and be willing to take some of these low-risk, high-reward guys, like the teams that are still in the tournament are doing right now.
Yeah, It's a cultural decision as well, too. It's what they are as an organization. You have to have the right people. I think Deshaun Watson is absolutely the right kind of quarterback to maybe bring in one, you know, whatever, low-character guy, however you want to put it. But I also think that this team is not going – kind of depends on what the low-character issue is. Tyreek Hill would never, ever, ever play for the Houston Texans. Maybe even right now. The Texans might not take Tyreek Hill. they could probably
be crazy.
They could probably justify saying, "Hey, nothing has happened as a chief." Although, didn't he have something happen when he was a chief?
No.
Maybe I'm thinking Kareem.
No,
Hunt.
You're thinking of Kareem Hunt. Figgy hit it. Good
no,
Lord.
No, no,
just hit it.
Race car. That is not why I said that.
Mix them up.
That is not why I said that.
DWIattorney.com text line 0013. I hate you, first of all. Second of all, what they said was, Landry, you should change your alarm to say, quote, you don't know ish about ketchup.
That's the lowest moment in this radio station's, in this show's history.
No, it's
on this
not.
Radio station.
No,
it
it's
is the
not.
Lowest
We've
moment.
Lower.
Figgy?
You let us all down,
nah, the lowest moment was John saying Kevin Johnson was going to suck and then basically telling him that he's just had moderate struggles when he was right in
no,
front of him.
No, I
that
said, this is a big
moment.
Year for you.
That, oh, yeah, that's really the exact
and
same.
And you know what? I was right.
Yeah, but you didn't present it the right way.
A whole lot of suck.
What do you want?
What's up, yo, fraud, taste bud, having ass self? Hey, I'm so glad you choked on that because now you are the greatest choke artist ever, and my rap
oh,
will just go
that's
down
right.
in flames. You old fraud, yo, catch up self, having self.
All right, thanks, baby.
You know what? His choke job on the freestyle was on the top five, on the Mount Rushmore, the top four, if you will, of the lowest moments in this show's history, and it's been bumped out.
Technically, it was on Mad Radio, though.
No, come technical. On now, but you're representing the colors here.
Yeah, but the thing is, man, like, you don't, all ketchup by itself is disgusting. I learned that today. And I should have just sucked it up and eaten the whole spoon, although I think I would be throwing up the whole show. I just put my tongue on it, and I didn't really get the full taste of it. So I'm going to keep making excuses during the break and throughout the show, and I'm going to still say that John Lopez's Kevin Johnson
nope.
moment is
nope.
the worst. We need to come back with that at the next break. Just
Why?
Hear the lowest
Why would
moment.
We need to do that?
Because I want to put a mask on my choke
You're
job
deflecting
this morning.
On your own. Lowest moment in the loop history.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing. 713-572-4610 to get in. Should the Texans start rolling the dice on character concerns? We'll hear from you. And also, we're going to talk about teams better off than the Texans heading into next season. That's next on In the Loop with Landry, John, and Figgy on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.